It's 8:55, 76 degrees with some hazy sunshine here in Urbana. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Wednesday morning. We go to Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like choppy non-committal trade thus far this morning as we work through the end of the month and encounter the end of the month position squaring. Price action this morning has turned up after some overnight weakness. Current prices look like September corn, 307, up about 3 cents. December corn, 319, up 3.5 cents. March corn is 329.25, up about 3.5. In the soybean market, November beans, 953.25, up 2.5. March beans, 957.5, up 2.5 as well. December meal, 310.40, up about $1.80. And soybean oil is 33.03 a pound, up down about 12 points. Chicago wheat market up 2.75 at 395 basis the December. And Kansas City wheat up about 6.25 at 403. Minneapolis wheat following along up about 3.75 at 489.5. Looks like the crude oil is down about 35 cents a barrel at 46 even. And also looking at the dollar trade, the dollar is firm and is now trading just a little bit above the 96 level. We did get a few sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning. There was an announcement of 187,000 tons of beans sold to China for the 2016-17 marketing year. There was also the sale of 275,000 tons of corn sold to Mexico for the same 2016-2017 marketing year. Just keeping score, Monday gave us the 20th consecutive week of 1 million metric ton corn sales reported. That indicates to us that we're trading at reasonable price levels for end user coverage. Finally, there was a sale this morning of 138,000 tons of hard red winter wheat sold to unknown destinations, this too for the 2016-17 marketing year. Volume and open interest numbers this morning showed corn trade yesterday down about 14,000 contracts, which would suggest funds are exiting their near record short position as we flirt with new contract lows that we saw overnight. Soybean open interest yesterday was down about almost 4,000 contracts, which also indicates additional liquidation of their still notably long position. Wheat open interest was down about 4,000 contracts. Short covering on dips as we trade near contract lows is probably the order of the day. It's Wednesday morning, so ethanol production figures from the EIA may offer the market a little bit of a directional bias. Stepping back and trying to look at the bigger picture, for this week we're taking aim at a more optimistic price picture. Although not bullish, the door does appear to be open for an upward price correction of about $3.35 as an objective for corn. 969 as a similar objective for November beans, and 406 stands in as an objective for December wheat. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, have a good one. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet.
Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us. Checking current conditions now in the WIOL listening area. Still dealing with some fog down in the Charleston-Mattoon area with visibility less than a mile elsewhere. A mix of sun and clouds. Right now we're at 76 degrees here in Urbana. 74 in mostly sunny skies indicator, partly sunny and 72 in Danville. Sullivan reports cloudy skies and 72 degrees, also cloudy and 71 in Gibson City. A mix of sun and clouds right now in Monticello and a temperature of 72 degrees. They're at 72 degrees in Tuscola with cloudy skies and 71 in Clinton with cloudy skies. Mostly cloudy skies expected for the day today, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 81 degrees, north winds 5 to 15. Cooler tonight, skies turn mostly clear with a low of 50. 58 degrees. Sunny skies, cooler tomorrow with a high of 76. Mostly clear tomorrow night, the low 53. Friday, once again, sunny and 76. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.